Welcome to She Reigns, the podcast where visionary women build audacious high-end brands and make bank. I'm your host, Rimal Shamsi, high-end brand expert and the mastermind behind Reign, as well as the founder and CEO of Rurura Design. If you're ready to step into your power, be the one in your industry, and create a one-of-a-kind brand that allows you to live real freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to She Reigns. Today's episode is for the visionary female entrepreneur who knows her content is good, but not great enough to command the authority, the premium clients, or the income that she desires. Hi, I know it's you. You've been pouring your heart into posts that get your so inspiring comments, but not sales. This episode is for you. This episode is about transforming your messaging from watered down and vague to powerful, authority-driven content that has clients sliding into your DMs saying, "I'm ready, send me the link." And I'll be covering the premium language framework that I've developed, and I'll be talking about why your current messaging isn't converting and how to fully own your genius so you can stand out as the one and only in your space. So let's start by addressing the elephant in the room. Your content might be inspiring, but inspiration doesn't sell. Because inspirational content builds admiration, not authority. People may admire you, but they don't see you as the go-to solution for their problem. Watered-down messaging makes you blend in with every other motivational, inspirational post in your niche or in the online space. And premium clients, they don't want that. Premium clients don't want fluff. They want leadership. They want real results. They want transformation. And so watered-down messaging looks like you softening your edges to be relatable. In your content, you're speaking to everyone because you're hoping to cast a wide net, but that is leaving you with no one truly ready to buy. And you're holding back your genius because you're worried about being too much in your messaging. And let me be clear, when I say premium buyers don't want watered down, they want the full, audacious, unfiltered version of you. The more audacious I get, the more my clients become more audacious, the better the results they get, the better the results I get, the better the type of clients that I attract. This is where we flip the script on your messaging. The premium language framework is my method for creating content that positions you as the only choice for your dream clients. And so here's how it works. The first thing is for you to own your genius unapologetically. If you're holding back your genius and your expertise and how incredible your brand is because you're afraid of scaring people away, you are losing the exact clients who would pay you top dollar. Premium clients don't want to feel like you're kind of a leader. They want to feel like you are that leader. You are that genius who has all the answers they are looking for. The second you stop watering down your messaging is the second you'll stop appealing to people who aren't ready to work with you. Speak directly to the woman who is ready. So here's a shift for you. Instead of saying, "Here is what I've done and what I've achieved," you say, "Here's why I'm the best at what I do. And here's the type of results I've got in my clients. And here's how I'm going to get you those exact same results and better." The second point is for you to focus on shifting your energy from inspirational to sales driving. Inspirational content is great for engagement, but it doesn't lead to the kind of conversations that you're looking for. I've known this firsthand with my first business, which is my premium branding agency, where I used to post a lot of educational, inspirational content that got a lot of engagement, a lot of likes, a lot of comments, a lot of saves and shares, but my DMs were crickets. They were filled with crickets. The second I shifted into leadership content and sales driving content and authority content, my engagement dropped, but my income skyrocketed. and I attracted the best clients in the world. So inspirational content is great for engagement, but it doesn't lead to the kind of conversions that you're looking for. Sales-driving content speaks directly to desires and objections of your one and only client. It positions you and your offers as the solution they've been searching for and as the leader they've been looking for. Think about this. Are you creating posts that make people lean in and think, oh my God, she gets me? Or are you just writing generic captions that get scrolled past where she doesn't feel called out or called forward? So instead of saying, you are meant for, etc., etc., try saying, if you're done with feeling like you're shouting into the void with your content and you're still not seeing the sales you want, here's the truth, your messaging isn't speaking to the right clients, let's fix that. The third piece of the framework is about stepping into your power and speaking with conviction. And this is the method that I teach all of my clients when we work on their messaging one-on-one, which is what I call the double A method: audacity and authority. When I say audacity, I mean you stop asking for permission and you declare your genius boldly in the online space, even if it triggers people, because we both know it's going to activate the right people. And when I say authority, I mean your words should read like commands, not suggestions. Premium clients don't want to feel like you're trying to prove yourself to them. Instead, they want to feel like they found someone who already knows she's the best, and there's a very thin line between the two. And in nuanced ways, you are currently proving yourself in your content instead of showing them that you already know that you're the best at what you do. Now, let's get honest about why your content isn't leading to I'm ready, send me the link messages. The first problem is you're speaking to too many people in your content. You are trying to appeal to everyone, and therefore you're speaking to no one, therefore you're attracting and converting no one. Your ideal client doesn't want to feel like one of many. Your one and only premium client doesn't want to feel like she is one of many. She wants to feel like your entire brand was built with her and her only in mind. That's just the nature of premium buyers. And the way you fix this is by getting specific. Not just specific, but micro-specific. Speak directly to her deepest desires, her deepest frustrations, the exact transformation she's craving. Show her that you know exactly who she is, what she's going through, and why you're the one for her. Boom. Sounds very simple. And the truth is, it's as simple as that. The more you complicate it, the more you confuse your premium ideal clients, the more they run away. The second problem is you're too polite. Your content is tiptoeing around your genius and it's not fully showing how incredible you are. You're being too nice instead of speaking with conviction. And the way you fix that is by using bold, direct language and speak to your one and only client and speak with your leadership voice. Premium clients aren't looking for someone to tell them what they want to hear. They're actually looking for someone who will challenge them and lead them and call them to rise. And unless your content is showing them that you are that leader, they will be scrolling past and sliding into someone else's DMs. The third and final problem is you're not leading with results. People want to know what's in it for them. Your ideal clients land on your page. They want to know what's in it for them. Why would they choose you? Why would they pay you? Why would they invest in you? Are you clearly communicating the results you can deliver and the type of transformations that happen in your world and the type of identities that come alive in your world? If you're not currently showcasing that, I want you to make that your top priority today to go and highlight transformations, micro wins, big picture outcomes, whatever it is in your content today and in every piece of content. Every single time you talk about something, you showcase your genius, premium clients are also thinking about, okay, what's in it for me? Why is your way the way? And if your content and your messaging is not currently showing them that, again, they will scroll past. So let's get tactical. Here is how you can create posts that lead to sales without hesitation from premium buyers. The first thing you want to focus on is have a desire-driven curiosity hook. It's a bit of a mouthful, but it communicates exactly what I'm saying. A desire-driven curiosity hook. You want to start your post with a line that makes your audience think, she's talking directly to me. So instead of saying, here is how you can create content that gets you sales, you can say, you are posting every single day and your DMs are still filled with crickets. Let's change that. Ooh, it's desire-driven and it's also led with curiosity, so it makes them lean forward and it makes them feel called forward as well. A very simple example of a desire-driven curiosity hook. Then you want to position yourself as the guide. Your one and only client is the main character. You are not the main character here. Your one and only client is the main character. You are the guide with the plan to take them from where they are right now to the transformation that they desire. So an example of that is your problem is invisibility. Your problem is that your messaging isn't speaking to the premium buyers who are already in your audience. Here's how we fix that. Boom. You position yourself as the guide who has the plan that will take them from where they are right now to where they want to go. And you want to end every post with a strong call to action. No, let me know if you're interested vibes, please. Make it clear, make it bold what you want people to do after they've consumed your content. An example, instead of saying you're interested in X program, you say, when you're ready to attract premium clients who DM you saying, I need this right now, message me the word, whatever word is, and let's talk about building a brand that sells for you. That is a completely different way of calling your ideal client to move, especially those who are already ready to work with you. Not interested, not thinking about it, but ready at the edge of their seats, simply waiting for you to call them forward so that they can make the first move. Your words hold power. They are the bridge between your genius and the clients who are waiting to pay you top dollar. Not any clients, but the dreamiest premium clients. The question is, are you currently using your messaging to magnetize those premium buyers, or is your messaging making you blend in with the noise? It is time for you to step into your Speak Premium era. Because with the premium language framework that I've given you a sneak peek into today, you can turn your content into a client magnet that sells for you day in and day out. And so if you're ready to upgrade your messaging, you belong in my Speak Premium Signature Program. Let's talk about how we can make your content irresistible to high-ticket clients. If you're interested, DM me the words Speak Premium and I'll drop you the details. And don't forget that your words are your power, so use them wisely and continue to reign, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to She Reigns. If this episode resonated with you, be sure to follow the podcast so you never miss a future episode. And if you loved what you heard, I'd love for you to leave us a review. It helps us reach more women ready to build their empires. If you're ready to enter your reign era, check out the show notes below for all the links to connect with me, join my world, or dive deeper into premium branding through my programs. Until next time, remember to reign.